Hi, Nancy. What's on your mind?
Hi, this is Nancy Jenkins, and I thank you for taking my call, Dr. Wright.
Well, thank you for calling, ma'am.
I always respect your opinion. My husband has been suffering from plantar fasciitis for probably about 6 weeks, and he's tried so many things. I did read that you had recommended DMSO with vitamin E. We have tried that, but you also said with minerals. Does it come with the minerals, or do you mean I have to...
No, it does not come with the minerals. I'm happy to tell you, though, that that might be a second step. I'm not trying to make a bad pun for plantar fasciitis here. Might be a second step because sometimes the plain old DMSO with vitamin E will slowly do the job. You probably know that DMSO itself doesn't do much of anything except, as was explained to us by a professor one time, look at this slide over here, why the cells are all crowded together and they're kind of scrunched and stuff. And look at this one over here. After DMSO was applied several times, it opened up the pores of the cell so that the waste products could come out and the good stuff could come in. It's basically opening the doors to a warehouse both ways so things can come in that should be there and things that can go out that shouldn't be there. And DMSO actually doesn't do any healing. It just facilitates the body's ability to heal. So, and of course, when you rub it in with vitamin E, then you're taking the vitamin E right in there, and vitamin E plus DMSO by themselves frequently will take the problem away. Now, the reason I mentioned with minerals is because, well, it's the same theme. I believe it's stocked into home clinic dispensaries still. They were having difficulty getting it for a while. But all it is some very small doses of various minerals that are in the DMSO already. So once again, what the DMSO is doing is taking those minerals into the cells just as they take the vitamin E in. But I would work on it first without the DMSO with minerals. That's a little more costly than the plain DMSO. And see if that helps. Now, if you've been doing that for 6 weeks' time and you haven't seen any difference at all, or he hasn't felt any difference at all, let's put it that way, then I'd only give it another couple of weeks, and if that doesn't do it, then go looking for the DMSO with minerals.
Okay. So he did end up having to have a cortisone shot because he thinks he tore the tissue. Yeah, and so he did get the cortisone shot, but he's still in a lot of pain. The doctor finally put a boot on him. And then I'm wondering, will Comfrey help at all? I've been putting a little bit of that cream on, Comfrey cream.
That's one I don't know. Never tried it. It can't hurt, but I just don't know, ma'am. Now, let's see. This is a plantar fasciitis. Fascia is made of the same thing that tendons are made out of. And so I'd be thinking, what's my favorite thing for helping people whose tendon sprain or rupture easily? It happens to be hawthorn. There's a type of hawthorn made by a company called Wise Woman. And again, I only mention names when it's the only company that makes the product. Well, people call it hawthorn goo. It's not pills. It's not capsules. You put your spoon in there, and it's kind of a thick hawthorn mixture. And that contains things that help tissue such as tendons and fascia to strengthen themselves. And it does take quite a while, no kidding. People will tell me, I used that for 6 or 8 months, and now I can exercise more without straining a tendon. But it didn't work the first month. So it should work for fascia, too. I've had a few people try it. Most of them got better with vitamin E and DMSO quicker. But one thing you can't do is hurt yourself with hawthorn. It's been used for 400 to 500 years since a really brilliant doctor in the UK figured it out that long time ago. And nobody's got hurt, and it does strengthen tendons and fascia as well as blood vessels.
Oh, that's good to know. Okay, super. Now, he also did a little acupuncture yesterday, so we're hoping that helps.
That's a very good idea. I'm glad you did.
And then someone today that also has it said he had a doctor do a laser on him, and he felt much better afterwards, too. Have you heard of that?
I certainly have. And if you have a doctor who knows what they're doing with lasers, and presently we don't use that at Toma Clinic, you'd have to look for someone who's done it for a while. Yes, there's some of the things that healing frequencies of light can do are quite remarkable. So I'd be all in favor of looking around for that.
Okay, super. Okay, so all right, well, any other Any other suggestions you have that we could try? One person at a health food store told me that she heard it was a viral condition.
I haven't yet heard that. I don't know everything in the world, but I haven't heard that one yet. And I'll look around and see if I can find it. Know that.
Yeah, it just seems strange. So many people get it, and my husband doesn't know what caused it for him.
Well, a lot of us do happen to not be getting in the nutrients that help to strengthen ligaments and tendons. They're mostly found in hawthorn, and hawthorn comes from hawthorn berry and other berries and things. And not all of us are big berry eaters or even small berry eaters.
He does love berries. Well, and what about like a calcium-magnesium combination? Would that be a good thing?
I don't know of any extra benefits for plantar fasciitis, but it may be good for him. He'd be needing to check with the doctor and go for his personal circumstances to tell you whether he needs it or not.
Okay. And then arnica cream also, I'm thinking maybe.
Now, of course, arnica, that's a homeopathic that helps relieve pain for a lot of us, so I'm glad you thought of that. I didn't.
Okay. Yeah, we've been doing there's not much I haven't thought of.
I bet. Not with him hurting like that. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your help, and we'll try the hawthorn next. That sounds like a good thing to go to next. All you've done to help.
You're welcome, ma'am. And it does help our blood vessels, all of our bodies, as well as our tendons and ligaments. So it's good stuff.
Good deal. Okay. All right. Thanks so very much.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling.